This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Day, good morning, good whatever. This is Bongversations number 59 with Dave J and Rick. Good evening, Rick. Dave J. Good evening, Dave J. I'll just say the date is the 28th of my end of June 2026. And Dave is close
still
to
on the 27th.
27th. I'm in the future.
Another little bit.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anyway, Dave, what do you want to talk about on this wonderful June, end of June day?
Yeah, well, we have the 59th show, so.
Fantastic.
Simply, as you always know, if you sum the digits, 5 plus 9 is simply 14. And that's, of course, as you always know, your double seven. So like the gun fingers, pow, pow, you put those together, you can create the door, the diamond, or the pyramid. You know, that kind of explains these different celebrity occult signs that they're actually putting up the eye. So because it's just a manifestation of numbers. And of course, the 14 is always reduced to the 5 or the census, which is, of course, right in the middle of the 1 through 9. It's there's 4 places on the right and 4 places on the left, even though it's 5. So not only is it half a 10, but it's also in the middle of 9. With 4 on each side. That's important to remember, because as you go through, especially, I think we're going to turn it up a bit, turn it up a notch as far as how these powers are not just names in, you know, in grimoires or in books or things like that. There's actually power there, but it's not in the way that the Hollywood puts it out, that there's true power in the idea of like the crystalline lattice, or what's known as most would know as semiconductor, or the wafer that semiconductors are built on. So that kind of monocrystalline continuous crystal lattice is how this new world is being built, this digital world. And that has been shown in the past through like Superman. You know, yes, remember, yes. Superman, he goes through the Fortress of Solitude and it's all crystals.
Yeah.
And also remember when the three amigos, they got banished and they got popped into the mirror and they were floating off at the end of the film. They were floating off in that framed mirror. So and we've talked about the, not only the black cube, but also the idea of the monolith in 2001, being specific material. And that's the material made. Let's say, for example, if you're going to create something that can contain the power we're going to talk about, it's going to be in something that's either going to be a monocrystalline silicon wafer, which is element 14. That's your double seven, 14. So that's then the firma of the new digital world. So then the silicon becomes the new kind of earth, right? So then that's where the foundation becomes, and that's where your 14 rolls in. Or you can also use, and this is through occult, if you're going to look through movies of occult, they'll sometimes use black obsidian as kind of like a prop, but it also can be used. It can be used to put traces in, and also, or something called a dark basalt will also work. These are all uses of laying down what's called traces. And you've probably seen traces in what's called sigils. And each one of these different, In fact, we should jump the gun there, but 59th, the 59th so-called spirit of Lesser Key of Solomon is called Oriax or Orias. So if for those who want to spell it, it's O-R-I-A-S, or X at the end. Sometimes we'll put X at the end. And the reason why this is important is because they'll give you an image of this, like a cartoon image, and they'll say that he's the form of a lion, and that he's riding on a horse, and he's got two, you know, spitting serpents in his hand. Where all of those are actual manifestations of nature that can be produced in the so-called real world through the digital realm. So through wafer manufacture. And then once power is run through there, the result on the screen or the black cube, the iPhone, is going to be these different ideas manifest. But they're, of course, fallen or reversed from true purpose. And that is what gives it the demonic nature, or what's called demons, or why it's related to demonology. And what makes this interesting is that the 59th node, which is called Orius, also is the 59th element is called a phrase Odium. It's quite an interesting, it looks to the eye to be metal, but when it gets oxidized, it can turn yellow, so it can be added to glass and things like that for coloring. But it's also used in high strength magnets, which is very important in reading and writing data to platters. All right. So you see how all this kind of, it all ties back together. And I was also going to say, that we should go back. I guess I should also say that within the actual elements, we've talked about these different numbers, and we've gone through 1 through 59 now. And we're now at the point, because this is the first time that we can say this, is that there's been an 8 section, because 8 times 9 is 72. And then okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're listening to Bongversations. Back in a minute.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Conversation's 59. Back with Dave. Keep going, man. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what I was saying is, so if you have these specific nodes, you have 72, you know, manifestations of character, and then you can break those down into 8 groups. All right. 8 groups of 9. So the first group is node 1, which is Baal. You also know as hydrogen, and then Valafor, which is node 6, which is carbon, and, Paimon, P-A-I-M-O-N, which is, we'll talk about in a little bit when we talk about one of the movies that's coming up. So Paimon, which is fluorine. And then anyways, there's 13, 20, 26, 32, 41, and 59 ends that first group. So we're at the end of the first group. And what's interesting about this first group is, even though there's no oxygen, you can take parts of this group and create simple, things that you use, some people use every day. You can put them together to make, it's known as, what do they call it? Teflon is what they call it nowadays.
Which is everywhere.
Yeah. So then you look at each one of these different sections. We're getting to the first one now, which is kind of this first section of 9, but there's going to be, you also, within this first section, there's the idea of, deposition, which can be done with these. And then that's the way that you deposit metal onto wafers. And that's the way that you create traces, and that you create, you know, power to run through, you know, at the end of, or at the beginning of Tron, where you see the, the cartoon is drawing the traces, or even the motorcycles are drawing the traces. That's what that's mimicking, because without a trace, you have no power, right? So then each one of these different, traces will be put onto, what's necessarily like a tracing board, or some people might call it a computer chip, or even a CPU. A computer processing unit is just a series of sigils placed together that allow, you know, information to travel. We've gotten there already with this. But with this idea is this is the idea of creating the perfect mirror for mankind, because now that they have been removed from the earth and they've been placed in the digital manifest, now this screen, while it's always going to be reflection and a reversal and a repetition, really, it has to be the closest to exact as possible. Otherwise, people will fall out of love with it, or fall out of sync with it. So that's like when you deal with 59 and how these patterns are hidden in plain sight. For example, if you take the authorized KJV, it has 66 books. And if you take the 1611, which is the one for that you would use for, you know, for spellcraft and things like that, it has 80 books. So you can already see a difference there. But if you go to the 59th book in both, you either wind up at James or you wind up at 1 Corinthians. And that's very important, because there's information, and they're dealing directly with mirrors and reflection, especially. So if you go to James 1, the 59th book, and you go to verse 23 and 24, take a listen to this. So anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. So then that's the exact thing we were talking. Yeah. So you get told something, you see something, you test something to be true, and as soon as you move away from it, you act.
Forget about it, and you forget about it.
You act as if you forgot about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then you live this separate life from the truth, so you're constantly pretending.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that as life goes on, you can't do that. You can't do that anymore. So no. It's like you just have to cut people loose. You cut stories loose. You cut ideas that you love for a long time loose, because they can't exist anymore. And now if you go to speaking of growing out of that, then you go to 1 Corinthians, which is the 59th book in the 80 of the 1611. You have this. If you go to verse 11, for example, when I was a child, I spake like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And it continues to say, for now we look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, and then shall I know even as also I am known. That throws a lot of people off, because like, what does that even mean? It makes sense when you put that together with the third saying in the book, Gospel of Thomas, where Jesus says, if your leaders tell you, look, the kingdom of heaven, then the birds of heaven will precede you. If they tell you it's in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, kingdom of heaven is within you and outside of you. So it's within you and outside of you. Here's where it comes to play, that same know, that same idea. When you know yourselves, then you will be known. And then you'll realize that you're the children of the living Father. But if you don't know yourselves, then you live in poverty, and you are the poverty. Mm. That's how you connect all that. That's what all that means. And that's why it's been broken up into so many pieces, so that you don't put the simple idea together. Because if you read it halfway through, you're like, what does that mean? But if you read it completely in context, now you know what it means.
Yeah,
that you have to know yourself. You have to know you're not a male or a female of the world. You are not, you do not have to subsist on their stories and their lies and their gimmicks and their politics and all this other nonsense. That's not you. That's not who you are. So once you know that, then you know yourself, and then you can't act as somebody else. That's what that's talking about.
Very powerful message.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, now I was thinking about how this relates to movies and specifically, instead of just like you have, you know, people bring up the Truman Show. Yeah. That kind of tells you how this whole world acts, or like They Live, you know, where it's the consume, the conform, submit, reproduce, stay asleep. Well, you know, the different signs that they're giving you. You know, so you get all that, but that's still kind of a big Morpheus idea. Then you have like Network from 1976. Remember that one with the Howard Beale character?
Of course.
He goes, television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. And that goddamn is very important to be in there.
Yeah.
Because it is a goddamn, because the god of this world is the devil. That's what that's about. There's none of these stories are written, or movies are written, with wasted words. And I'll get to that specifically in one of the movies we'll talk about in a minute. But then he goes on to say, he says, we lie like hell. We deal in illusions, man. So all this can be told to you as the audience, and yet they'll still check in the next day as if something changed.
Yeah.
So all that stuff is all, it's always been out there. There's been, it's just a matter of one day deciding, okay, today or today, I'm not going to go back to sleep. I'm not going to go back into that hellhole, and I'm not going to continue to pretend that any of that is true. You know?
Yeah. And waste your time.
Oh yeah, for sure. So then, like, we've talked about the 9/11 idea, the 9/11 code, the hoax, the idea of of destruction. That's always an idea of the towers destructing, the red, blue coming down and you starting over again. There, do you remember a video game that came out in 2000 called, Deus Ex?
D-E-U-S. I know the name. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Deus Ex. Well, yeah. So you have like, Asmodeus as an elemental. You have Asmodee, which is node 32, which is germanium, by the way. And that's also in this first group that we're talking about tonight. And sometimes people will confuse that with Paimon, which is node 9, which is also in this first group, or Baal, B-A-E-L, Baal. They'll confuse, which is node 1. So Aureus is nothing more than the ninth of this first group, which includes all of those that you heard about. And in fact, the number 20, which is in the same first group, is we already talked about in the 20th show, is called person, P-U-R-S-O-N. It can also sound like person, like the person, a person of, you know, like who is that person? But it's P-U-R-S-O-N. Person 20 is also the lion face of the description of 59 we're talking about tonight, because 59 is a manifestation of all of those other eight in combination, and they create what's called a status or a hierarchy, group of the different, demons. Then you have the knowledge group, which is 2. We'll talk about those all in the next few shows as they come relevant again. Then you have the war and conflict group. You have the resources and crafting group. Then you have the sciences group. And you have the transformation group, and then you finally have elements and time group. As far as, and then the very last would be the medical and biological group. And all of those are going to be for the continuing the next 8 shows that will finish those, just so happen to be like that. So, but we're currently working on the 59 finishes this first group, and it covers all of these things: Hollywood influencers, idol culture, the idea of mansions of planets. So that deals with Truman's Dome, the whole makeup of that whole set. It deals with the Matrix pods that the characters come out of. It deals with avatars. So the whole movie, Avatar movie, it deals with that. It deals with ratings and digital shelves, like sales. It also deals with awards and credentials. So we don't need no stinking badges. But, you know, so they get their awards and all these award shows and all these verification marks. All of this stuff falls under this first group. And that's why a lot of these names are intermixed in movie lore. All right. So let's get to a couple of, let's first talk about Deus Ex and why I brought that up. If, in 2000, the first game came out where you played JC, no prizes, JC. Denton.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And then it, and the year that it took place when you were playing was 2052. That's 2 + 5 + 2 = 9. So mark that 9 for your first bing, bing, bing. And yep. Now when you go to the third spot, 3G7, the third game was called Human Revolution. I should tell you that all these games are about transhumanism, the thing about becoming part of the system, the digital networking, the new world order becoming, you know, real. So in 2011, oh, I should also tell you, in 2000, when that Deus Ex came out, there's a scene where you're at the Statue of Liberty. And if you look at the, if you look at the skyline of New York, the Twin Towers are not there.
Really? So
this was a year. Yeah, this is a year before that even happened.
There you go. There's a lot of that. Yeah. There's a lot of that about. Yeah. So that is fantastic.
So let's put that. That's the 9, but let's go to the 11, because in 2011, Human Revelation came out. Revolution came out in 20, and guess what? You were living in the year 2027 in the game. 2 + 2 + 7 = 11. So that's your 9/11 reverse.
9/11. Gotcha.
Yep. And then in your first game in 2052, one of the main storylines was a pandemic. All right.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Ding,
a ding, pandemic. Ding, ding. And then guess what? The problem is that there's a drug which all the different people need to take towards the end of this, because you have the fall and mankind divided. So by 2029, you have mankind divided, and you're playing a character named Adam Jensen. So Adam, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 yeah. I'm getting a few biblical ding, ding, dings here.
Yeah. So now you're playing, and so 2029, you're playing, and it, 2 + 2 + 9 equals, guess what? 13, which is the idea of the 3-1-1 plus the crown is the 13. The corona is 13. And then you're the one, if you put that crown on, it's the 3-1-1. And that's also the idea of the so-called COVID thing being characterized on 311, and all the other 311s you see,
and the CKs.
Yep. 311, and then of course 3, 4, 5. That equals your 5 or your senses. So meaning that your senses got taken. Now that was just a video game that runs through that whole, if anybody wants to do that, there's probably walkthroughs that you could just watch on YouTube, and you'll get the point of the story. But it follows exactly as it's laid out. So that came out a year before any of this happened. And the next time it becomes relevant is the year 2027 and 2029. And within 20, yeah. And there's two, there was something called, do you know about, back before they called them extras or digital downloads that you could get. You could get a game and there would be like extras that you could download that didn't come with the game. Well, they had one that came out in 2013 called The Fall, and that was also took place in 2027.
Interesting.
So
we got that's next year. I'll just let everyone know that.
Yeah, so you'd have that, and then the 2029, you have Mankind Divided, and that whole storyline is basically the ones you already have now. There's not less people being vaxxed. There's more. So they're not making the unvaxxed anymore. Very few anyway.
Yeah.
Very few anyway. So then slowly that middle ground or that middle starts to get smaller and smaller. And then once you have a certain amount on one side, then you can manifest in public a Mankind Divided. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff, Dave. This is one of the greatest shows we've ever done, as usual.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get to a couple movies and that kind of, to me, show both sides of this idea. And one would be the movie Heretic with what's his nuts, Hugh Grant. When he's not sitting in taxi cabs with helpers. You know, in Hollywood.
I think this was this one of his first nasty roles? Because I don't think you get him playing, and he's normally in the
He's more like Four Weddings and a Dirt Nap, things like that. So, he plays a real creep, like kind of one of those. What happens is he lures these LDS or Church of Latter-day Saints girls into the house, really with a blueberry muffin candle. And I won't ruin it for you, but that's how he gets him in. He basically uses that as a way to say that there's blueberry muffins being made. They come in and he gives them this thing goes conspiratard all the way through. So basically all your anti-religion stuff, all of your antichrist stuff, all of your, kind of occult stuff, all of that is in here. It all gets laid on the table. And what it gets laid in the table is kind of as questions. So he keeps luring them farther and farther into the house, with choices, you know, believe or don't believe, but both doors lead to the same place in the end. Now, I won't go too far into that, but it uses choices and kind of, it's more of a spoken word thing. There is, fisticuffs towards the end, but really the first half or so is just really just a dialogue that gets darker and darker and darker as it goes. Because like what this movie does, and that's the idea of reflection versus command, what he's trying to do is introduce them to the only true God, the only true religion. All right. And I won't spoil the ending for you, but it's what we already talked about. I'll just go ahead and say it anyway. Control.
Control.
Yep. You control somebody, you own them.
Yep.
All right. So control, I like to add the L at the end. So you have a con and a troll. So he goes through and he does all this. And the ending though is one of those where you're going to have, it's almost like the movie Jacob's Ladder, where you have to decide what the ending is really about, because you'll have to decide
whether they're imagining it or whether they were hallucinating.
You'll have to decide all that kind of on your own. But then that's really like the choice side of it. And what's interesting about that is they use this dollhouse in part of it. And one of the characters, finds the escape or hold on.
Got to say that. Conversations 59, back in a minute.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Back to Conversations 59. Dave, keep on doing it, man.
Yeah, so at the beginning of this show, that's why I like to get that heavy stuff in first, like get it all out quick and then get to the good, fun stuff. So within this movie, there's also the use of like a dollhouse, and one of the characters uses it to find a way out, or seemingly, let's just put it that way. And that will lead right into the second movie I wanted to talk about, which was,
Again with what, V as well.
What's that?
It began with the same letter as the one that you just talked about.
Yeah, so now it's like it completely.
And it's a really and it's a really nasty one too. I just remember that much.
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
It's like slipped my mind for a minute, but yeah, okay. Yeah. So in Hereditary, this is where we're getting closer to right back where we started from, talking about these different characters from the lesser key. Now in that whole first group I told you about, we had all these different so-called demons from the book. And then within this movie, Hereditary, the family is slowly possessed by, in fact, this same demon we're talking about. Although it's called Payman or Palman in the movie, they use a sigil, which they show several times, for Asimoth, which is not that. But guess what? They're all in the same group one. So the group one ends at 9, which is our current 59th spirit, which is a combination of all of those personalities. Do you see? Yep. So it's good. So then, so in Hollywood, and the reason that this is it was quite slickly kind of hidden is because it was written and directed by a guy named, I'm sure by looks of him. Ari, you already know where I'm going. Ari Aster.
Is that A-S-T-O-R?
A-S-T-E-R.
Okay, interesting.
Ari Aster. Ari Aster. Stupid. It's stupid, man. But this guy was, and I'll get to, in like the commentaries in the movie, the actresses were saying, saying, this dude's like, you gotta do it this way. It's very important it's done this way. Because this, showing how this infiltration happens, and he was using the family to show it, because the demon at the end wants to possess a male is the way it kind of works, but it goes through the little girl first, and then through the son, and then they torment the father, who's played by, like, the only person you would know in this is Gabriel Breen.
He often plays those kind of roles too.
He played the devil, Satan, in one role.
He did, and that was with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Saves the World.
Yeah. End of Days.
Good, not a bad. I enjoyed it, but he's good. He's a great actor. He's an Irish actor.
Yeah, he also played the fake Brill in Enemy of the State.
Yep, that's him.
Remember, he played the fake bro. Yeah,
he was,
and he also did an In Treatment thing on HBO where he played
a great actor.
Yeah, so you'll know him, and he plays kind of the father who's trying to hold it all together, but he doesn't do so well, and then this deals with choices or reflections of a different way, meaning that it, like the first one, it was simply doors and that kind of choices, left, right. This is more of a lifestyle choice, meaning that they chose to do it, or they chose to go into it through their own actions. And so then that's why it's the idea of hereditary, where kind of they're thinking that it passes down through the different family members. And this kind of turns into just a standard possession movie. But what's interesting about the way it was filmed is that it also uses a dollhouse.
Interesting. Just like
the other one. And it uses a dollhouse in the way that it'll zoom in on the dollhouse and then it will morph into the real scene.
Right. Do you see?
Yep. Yeah. So it's kind of the way that the guy did it. Those are two different kind of reflection ideas, and they're both dealing with the demons that we've been talking about, the different classifications, because you have a lot of different angels and demons in the Bible, and some people, and of course, even like we talk about the non-canonical stuff, all of it. So you have certain types. You'll have Michael, who shows up in Daniel and Jude and Revelation. Then you have Gabriel, who's kind of what this guy's named after is Gabriel, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So then Gabriel is a messenger. So he shows up in Daniel, Luke, and he's a messenger. You have then Lucifer, which is kind of like this idea of like the false light or pride, rebellion, like the idea of this layer. This into layer, I like to call it, or worldly layer that's put upon everybody. And of course, he shows up in Isaiah and Ezekiel, and specifically at the end, Revelation 12:9 would be a place to find that. And then you have Abaddon or Apollyon, which are called abyss kings or destroyers as well. And that's Revelation 9:11. That's kind of the one that's directly tied to what we're talking about anytime they pull a 9/11 code hoax. Mm.
Yep.
It's always going to be a bad Don. We talked about that. That's the Trump character, a bad Don. So and, because
and,
he's always
and Apollyon, also Napoleon, you know, the we've heard that in history all the time.
Yeah, so the bad Don is like the bad orange man, bad Don. He's just a character who's placed out there. You also have, you know, like cherubim and seraphim. They're both showing up in seraphim would show up in Isaiah, but cherubim, you would look for them in Genesis, Exodus, or Ezekiel. Then you have what's called an angel of the Lord. That's in Genesis, Exodus, and Judges. Then you have what's called the heavenly host, and of course, then Satan. So then you have a lot of different manifestations of spiritual beings that are not flesh and blood standing right in front of you, that are out there that are not the same thing, you know. Yep. So the spiritual world or the occult world, what's hidden, it's only hidden so deep because once you learn to see, then you won't unsee it.
Of course.
And then you'll see that there's a lot more out there than what most people have given credit to. You know, it's like,
well, they've made sure that you look like as a lunatic for suggesting any of this type of stuff. But I mean, once you start dealing with it, most other cultures are all very much aware of this.
Oh yeah, for sure. You
know, very much. It's a part of their culture. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so each one's living in their own little dark city with the memory rewriting, with the city as the machine, and then it's like they're in it. And identity gets substituted. It's like they're pretending or playing a character. They're presenting a role to the world that when they get back to their little hovel or their little hole, that they then pretend to be somebody else.
Yeah,
and the reason I'm a bit annoyed with a lot of this nonsense is that it's been how many years going over stuff, different ideas, and then and there's very few people to show for it that are actually doing any type of work.
This I've been talking about before and kind of answering. It's a merry-go-round or a hamster wheel, but it's more of a merry-go-round, and you've got all and it's just round and round in circles, going up and down with the various different things that you've been given. And they made sure you were given all those things. And the young of today, my generation, your generation, our generation rather, were made sure from Star Trek to Doctor Who to all those shows in the 60s, 70s and 80s that you were going to be interested in the occult one way or another. And they opened them all up and people have gone down them. And a lot of people will not come back up again.
Yep, for sure.
Yep.
So I was thinking about that dark city, because also the identity substitution idea is also a power of this 59. And how that manifests in reality is that the power of this first group is manifest on the computer wafer or on the computer disk. And thus all this digital signature of character. So they're identifying literally with digital signature. They're identifying their personality with digital signature. It's not even real.
Yeah.
You know, so then that's kind of like the stuff I find a bit too much. It's like, and if you're going to live in this world, you're going to exist in this world. You can't exist also in the truth. So then that's why most people that have positions or jobs or lifestyles that do not allow them to separate from the world will remain stuck and twisting in the winds. Because they'll know it's not right, but in order to, like you said, they'll be called names or crazy or anything else. And yeah, guess what? Once you escape this place, you will be called crazy because they will think you're a fool. You know?
It says that very clearly in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there'll be your own family, your friends.
Absolutely.
Will be. What does it actually say? Because it kind of implies that your family is probably going to be worse in a lot of ways.
Well, it says it's going to be your own household.
Your own household, yeah. Yeah, and that's so, true. It's so true. We've seen it over the last, particularly last 6 years, where, family, husband and wife, child and parent, completely split down the middle with certain decisions and beliefs. And God, I'll say this, God help you with the religious thing as well. It can absolutely split people right down the middle, and separate from their own children, which is one of my main horrors against organized religion was Jehovah's Witnesses and another one that would literally kick their own children out of their house if they were weren't happy with them. And I remember thinking, that's not right. These are young people with their own individual mind. They've got to be allowed to go out and find the way back in again. It's a scary world out there, Dave. It's a scary world out there. Not when you wake up and when you've got the spiritual strength. It's not scary, but it is for the.
It's more lonely. 100%. In that sense, than scary. It's just
that's right. Sorry, I should say that. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
So it's like I've told you about kind of this group one we're dealing with, and. What's so interesting about this group is that you can make real products that people can put their hands on, which can be made with these numbers we've talked about and how they get separated. It's like, and these same ideas, like computer chips or even the Teflon, things like that. It's like, that's real world proof of concept. And so then they just have to then in their mind take away all the costume that's kind of because all these different things are described in words that are not specifically like a thing that's going to stand in front of you. But each part of the description is talking about something else.
Yeah, well, you're the only person that's managed to link high technology and Christianity that's out there as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because what you're talking about with semiconductors and wafers and just numbers that fit in exactly with the religion, Christianity, or what if that's the way to use it, to call it, is quite incredible. I don't think there's anyone else doing it, or has there ever been anyone else that's ever done it.
Yeah, so I mean, just again, for like an example, if you're going to be making crystal microchips, you're going to then that you do that by heating germanium, which is 32, which is in our first group we're talking about, and hydrogen 1, which is the first, and then once the hydrogen clears away, you're left with pure crystal slices at the end of the germanium. So then that's how you make crystal microchips. You then combine, we talked about Teflon, but that I was going to say, for Teflon you're going to combine carbon and fluorine, and those are both in our group one. And then, like I say, group one ends 9 positions later at 59, which is our tonight's topic. So these are all, and that's just our first group. So now we have 8 more to talk about that are going to end as we get closer to 72, that you'll see that will take up different parts of, let's say, education or classic education, like the 7 points of classic education,
Fantastic.
So then all of this will make, and I told you it also deals with magnets, which is very important because each person listening to the show lives in a wet cell electromagnetic envelopment, meaning that their body's a wet cell. And they live in an electromagnetic envelopment, this place, this universe. So then, if you use calcium and aluminum and you can purify raw, like iron, and you have to put a neoblume, which is 41, and it will create a fireless temper because you don't have oxygen in group one. So you can't, it can't work the same way that traditional fire works. Do you see? So you're going to do things under a plasma or under a vacuum chamber. See, so there's different kinds of fire. So just when you read texts that say fire, it doesn't necessarily mean wood on fire or paper fire. It might mean a different kind of fire, like
interesting.
When you make this metals. So it makes high temperature coating on metal, so it doesn't burn very easily. And most people say, well, you got aluminum in there. Well, that's, most people get used to like a high quantity of aluminum and think it's not very strong, but used properly, it can be used to guard against very high heat. It's all about how you use things, what percentage, you know, like that.
Interesting. We're getting a great science lesson here on the Conversation 59, be told.
Yeah. So
anyone just listening to this one, their first one, you need to go right back to number one.
We're not, all the rest of them are just going to be just as, is, because here's the thing. I can tell you all about these different so-called demons and powers, but I can also tell you actually how to make a way to use them. If you had the resources. So if you could produce a 350 nanometer to 400 nanometer, let's say 6-inch wafer from silicon wafer, you can go ahead and create what looks like a perfect circle and then put what looks like a plus in the middle. You've seen that sign a bunch of different times. Throughout, you know, just these different
occult positive books.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also the beginning of a sigil. And then as you put different traces, in the different 90s, you can create what's called, you can test the ether, or you can measure the ether. And this one specifically, if you align it, to certain, let's just say, to the sun and to the moon at certain times, and you measure the microelectric, you know, changes in the tracing, you can then glean knowledge XYZ, you know, depending on what you're looking for. So, and the way that this manifests is not auto writing or anything like that. It would manifest in a revelation in your mind, like you would just picture something, because and so then that's why you have a lot of movies. Even 2001, HAL was made with those insert kind of glass inserts. They weren't drives, they were inserts. And you've seen a lot of other movies that use glass platters as and we've talked about this in one of the shows, to where you're going to be putting
You're listening to the last part of Conversation 59, back in a minute.
Truth needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com, click on the support link.
Thank you very much. You're back with Conversations 59 with Dave, Jay, and Rick. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, so if you have a lot of so-called artifacts from the so-called pre-flood time, and a lot of those are simply ways to measure the nature around them, and so that they can tell, you know, what the weather's going to be the next time it's going to rain, the dew point in the morning, so that they can capture water. You can do all kinds of things knowing your environment. But with these particular discs and what they're making now is that all these different, like NASA, places like that, they give you a public show. But what they're doing, like CERN, things like that, is you're just aligning glass. DUMS, they call them. DUMS, deep underground military bases. The only reason that you're going to go down is that you're trying to find foundation and get away from, ground level noise, whether it be solar noise or anything else, or just wind, things like that. And then you're able to align these different wafers with the sigils, which are built upon each other. And what I'm telling you is that if you build a sigil 1 through 9, you can go ahead and manifest this power, and you can get what's called, you know, usually just get through what's called revelation. Now, this is the same thing. This is the artificial mind of Christ. Is when you have the mind of Christ, this just happens. You know this stuff. However, if you don't have the mind of Christ and you're one of these devil worshipers down here, or you're just, you know, then you have to use a different process. So then that's why you use sigils. And they're not just lines and sand and all the stuff you see on, this is built in simic, it's built in vacuum chambers. It's etched onto wafers, specific directions and traces. And then you just measure the energy going across the traces, and you'll be getting, and that transfers to data. Data is information. That's why you can, that's why all of this different technology can move this fast.
Because and before we wind up, that, can you just explain what you said to me about data centers and what their actual use is for?
Oh, well, that's also going to be, you know, what did you see that other than, like, I mean, I don't want to get too bogged down in like the local politics, but of course it's just going to be about, to the plebe, it's just going to be that you're going to be paying more and getting less, and they are going to be, water wise, they're going to be more important than you because,
and someone really big, Bezos said that they'll be more, these things will get more water than you're going to get because they're more important than you. And he was quiet in his moment. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just kind of, and then so when you see them coming into an area, that's kind of, they're either going to be coming into where there's a good water system or a natural water system below, which is already, they already know about them. And then that's just going to be taken right out of the ground, right from you. So that's really just the inheritance of the people there that's just going to be taken, you know, wholesale. But there's really nothing you can do about it. It's the way it's going to happen. But with the super center or with the data centers, it's going to be able to do some of this sigil work itself without doing what quite literally has to happen now is you need to create a plate, and you need to put a plate on a flat surface, like a flat granite surface, and you have to orient it exactly so that you get the result that you're looking for. And this is done in clean rooms, so there's no dust, no none of that. And so if you want to go back to where the original, or one of the original places where this was done, because this is not new. This was done before, but without the idea of you didn't need clean room when you have a different atmosphere. It was done at a rock, which now has a golden dome over it. So the whole Temple Mount has nothing to do whatsoever with the religious bullshit that they put out. That dome is over a specific stone, which was used at one point to do this very same process I'm telling you about.
Interesting. Very interesting.
That's what that's all about. 100%. All the buildings and all that's all cover story. It's all bullshit. Doesn't matter. It's all powerless nonsense. But that stone, that's where the power lies. But without the actual apparatus, it's unusable now. That's why they kind of got to bury it around something that you're not going to see the fact of the matter. It's not usable now as it was used previous. That's why we're into the digital age and doing it on wafers, silicon wafers. And that's why Crowley and Blavatsky and people like that really didn't talk too much about this particular power we're talking about. They talked about Bale and some others, but not too much about this one because it wasn't time yet.
Yeah.
Technology wasn't around yet to kind of get this one.
But it is manifest. Now.
It is. So, and then what you're going to see is that technology is here to manifest everything else that we're going to cover all the way through the 72. Because the 72 are not like demons that are waiting on poles to get you. They're different aspects of an overall schematic that once built, it builds a machine.
Yeah.
All right. So then these are just different aspects of that. So we'll get to the very end. We'll get to 72 and we'll have a working machine.
Yeah, we should be able to do this. We should be able to knock them out consecutively in over the next weeks because I'm back to normal type of thing. So,
oh, good.
So we should be number 60 next week. So get yourself ready for it.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's so interesting about, because we're going to 72 and 72 is what we talked about earlier, which is the two sevens, which is the 14, which is the five, which is the beginning of standing the idea of senses before the idol, or the 59, which we covered today. But also 73 is the 10 or the next IO. So you see how everything kind of, it's all blocked off. It's all ladder logic. Yeah. So then you also have like the 59, which is the one before midnight or the one before the minute.
Yeah.
You know, 60 seconds. The minute before midnight. And you have that theme a lot too when they're trying to scare you, especially with nukes and all that hoax bullshit.
2 minutes to midnight. 2 minutes to midnight.
If it gets to one, so then once it's to one, that means you're done. Yep. So then at the 60, of course, we're talking about being at the present. That would be the present moment. And that would be then when this manifests from what we were just talking about tonight, was just different ways to make it. However, 60 will then be at a point to where you can take what you gleaned from this experiment and then use it.
Yeah.
That's the first block you can use it. And then we'll talk about the kind of the elemental, nature of where 60 goes, because we just finished at 59. So then 60 moves to the sciences, which is group five, just so happens group five, and it's the top of group five. So then we'll cover, what that details you, and you'll recognize all of the different other numbers in there as we talked about, because we've talked about all of them, just like we talked about all of the eight into nights. We talked about one, we talked about 6, 9, 13, 20, 26, 32, 41, and finally 59. That makes up that first group, or the hierarchy it's called. And then, next week we'll get into group five, which ends with node 60. And, it deals with 21, 25. Those are your 777 number and your seven number, 29, which is a hidden 911 number, 34, which is seven again. 37, which is your 777 in a way, but also 7, 8, 9, 10, which is an IO number, 44, 48, 52, which is a seven number, and then finally 60. So you see how these different groupings, neurology wise, they also tie in. So their form and function are always related.
Fantastic.
Nobody's
put this together, Dave. Nobody. Fantastic. Anyway, I think we'll wind it up.
All right.
You've left a whole lot of blown minds out there. Or people, I know there's a lot of listeners now, Dave, that are kind of what do you call actual listeners that are actually listening. So that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, then they're able to do their own experiment, go in and just look at all this stuff is easily to look up. Just look up the different numbers and then you'll find out how they connect. And then look at the different sigils within, especially the Lesser Key of Solomon, which is, you can easily get it off of, the Wayback Machine or whatever. And then just go to the sigils page and just start to overlay them. It won't take you long before you see that it's all a network. It's all a computer thing. It's all building a machine.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. All right. We'll wind it up. Thanks, Dave. We'll go in the green room and, there's a song called Enter the Sun. I heard Dave talking about the sun before by, Bass Nectar, electronic instrumental. So, we'll be back next week with, episode number 60, be a told. Right. Thanks, Dave. You've done it again.
Cheers. Be blessed, everybody.
Bye-bye. Be blessed, everyone. Yeah, be blessed. Bye-bye, guys.